So in preparation for what follows, I just wanted to read Matthew 25, verses 34 to 36. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." So someone read 4955, just the first part of it there. So I just wanted to just pull back to this a little bit. So it just says there what these words hold within them in the internal sense will be evident from what is presented below. But this is the bit here. But first of all, one needs to know that by these words listed one after the other, the essential ingredients of charity in their own ordered sequence are met. So this is referring to what was, the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the bound. Like that immediately alerts me to there's a process here because these are sequential in order. And it comes through in people's submissions, not necessarily in the sequential order, but it's all there. If you just think about this, the hungry, it has to do with being led by an affection to desire good. So nothing can happen unless there's a desire for good, which is, in a logopraxis context, is to practice. So if there is a desire to practice, and the other thing about that is that desire is from the Lord alone. It's not something we have in ourselves. So the desire arises in us because the Lord hungers for our salvation. So the Lord's hunger is for the salvation of the human race. And that gets transferred into us so that we feel a desire for good. Because without that, there's no hope, right? And once that desire for good is active, then there is a need for truths. And so that's the thirsty, which is the next aspect that comes into being. And then there's a need for those truths to be organized into some kind of form with which they can be used in a way that's effective in terms of meeting our hunger for what is good. And that's the stranger, which is a willingness or wishing to receive instruction. So that's the stranger. And of course, when you receive instruction, then what is seen is that there is no good and truth that exists in oneself. And that's the state of the naked. It's the acknowledgement at that point. So the instruction shines a light on our state, and we see that there is nothing in us that is good and true, nothing in ourselves that is good and true or in the proprium. And then as we practice, the evils come to the fore, because the whole idea of practice is to shun evils as sins, and that's the state of the sick. Evil is present, so that is able to be seen. And when evils are able to be seen, then what is then able to be perceived are the falsities that bind us in those evils, which is the bound or those in prison. So with this selection of the classes of the neighbor, we essentially have our process outlined in terms of this happens every time we come to the text. You'll see these things. 4958 is basically like an outline of a diagnostic manual, really, for spiritual work. So the other thing that I've been trying to do with the groups over the course of this round is try to see this process. And if not the process, then what is the dominant feature in what somebody is sharing? You know, is it a hunger state? Is it a thirst state? Is it a stranger state? Is it a naked state? Is it a sick state? Is it a bound state? So there is material here for some really interesting group work. If you have a mature group in these things, then that would be an interesting group to be in from the dynamics that are operating in that group. If there's a sense of what these things are and an ability to recognize and discern them in a group, then yeah, I think that would be a very powerful way of functioning. And of course, the other thing that I'll just mention, because it struck me, is that you see all these states in the life of Joseph. You know, he's bound, he's thrown into prison, he's thrown into a pit as well. He's naked. He's stripped of his coat. Potiphar's wife strips him of his garment. He's a stranger in a strange land. That idea is there. He was thirsty, thrown into that pit without water. And then in the highest sense, he feeds the world. So he feeds the hungry. You know, so this all represents the state of the Lord in us, in effect. And so as you've done it to the one of these, the least of my brethren, so it has to do with when that desire, that hunger arises, how do we respond? When the desire for truth arises, how do we respond? You know, the stranger, the naked, the sick, all of those things is the Lord's prompting within us, so the Holy Spirit's presence in us, seeking a response from us. And we can only grow and be healed and be made whole if we respond. If we don't, then we have neglected the least thing, which can be that just that subtle prompt to something. So something, yeah, just something to hold in with regard to the story. And the other thing that I wanted to point out is that this story of Joseph, which in the letter is a beautiful story. It's easy to, you know, I think this is probably one of the, you know, one of the most popular, well-loved stories in the Word, in the Old Testament at least, but it does get incredibly detailed about, you know, you start moving into the realm of the sensual and it gets very, very detailed. So just by way of encouraging you to touch base with the contents every now and again, go back to the start to get orientated, because I suspect we'll all get lost in the detail as we move through this volume. So it's really important, I think, just to have that general frame and be reminded of that general frame. So just be aware that the interchapter material is not unrelated to what's in the actual chapter, in the expositional side of things. So, yeah. So anyway, I'll leave it there.